Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dust.
Question.
Dust over here.
When an artist only has one song, your entire understanding of them comes from that song. And when a second song comes out, that's a whole new side to them. A whole new world.
Dust, are you dating Taylor Swift?
Tell us about the new single.
I think it's my best song to date. It tackles a really important topic, and I finally got to work with Mike Hanford.
Dust, over here.
Dust.
Experience Dutz in a whole new way. Something's Wrong, the new single from Dutz featuring Mike Hanford. Available now.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Heyo.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the band The Sloppy Boys.
Ooh, and what a band we are. We've got some music out.
Yeah. Ooh, a real ripper from the J-Man.
Yeah, baby.
Dust.
That's right.
Sounded good, my man.
And you know, this time I got to work with my hero, legendary up and coming singer Mike Hanford.
Oh.
Listen to those pipes, Tim.
Damn.
A real hot young singer.
That's so funny to say. An up-and-coming singer and then playing the most vocorded auto-tune thing ever.
Yeah, that's okay.
I know, but you know, I wasn't singing there. Anyway, it was a fun time.
I can't wait to go on YouTube and look for your isolated vocal, unfiltered.
Ooh. I'll put them out.
Oh, Jeff. People would love that.
That would be so fun.
Remember when we'll get back to that in a second, but remember when Shia LaBeouf put something out where it was like, him in front of a green screen being like, you could do this.
Oh, yeah.
He did that on purpose, right? He did a green screen to like,
I think he was
like, add anything you want to it.
Meme baiting, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was so good.
That's fun.
And that really motivated me.
Those were solid.
Yeah, those are all pretty solid. Haven't seen them in a while. Memers, let's bring those back. Bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And now back to the song. It's a great song.
It's a hot track. It's a hot summer. Summer is here. Summer has sprung. The hot music is rolling out. It's the summer of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a lazy little limp along song that you sort of feel in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm feeling it. I regret turning my AC off.
Yeah. Right, it's for the sort of the dog days. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody's getting back to you. Everybody's letting you hang.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own thing going on.
You Fire Up Something's Wrong featuring Mike Hanford. Dutz.
I should have picked a name.
No, it's funny.
Moniker.
Dutz featuring Mike Hanford.
You're right.
What was your collab like? Tell me a little about the rapport.
Well, Jeff wouldn't let me hold the pencil and he had the pad the whole time. No, that was a while ago. I think that was we were messing around in the old apartment.
Yeah, that was a good long while ago.
Yeah.
It used to be called Facebook Must Be Down. And then we got away from Facebook, especially because like Facebook was no longer prominent.
Well, Facebook's a disgrace book at this point.
Sure. Well, they wanted Meta now.
After the shit they pulled with the election, All the Russian stuff, mind you.
Yep.
Zuckerberg was in the mix at one point, I recall.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You cannot say, you can't say that didn't have a direct correlation eventually to the predicament we're in now.
Right. With this song coming out.
What with
yes.
Biden?
Biden in the January 6th.
And Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Every year, January 6th rolls back around.
Rolls right around.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6 days after New Year's.
But Mike, you're sort of like the real singer on that one. You do the chorus, so you're like J-Lo, yeah. And I'm like Ja.
You're Mace. Oh yeah, Ja. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a thing with Mace too. Did Mace do something with another like pop singer?
As like an R&B collab?
I thought he did. Mace kind of didn't have. He got out pretty quick. Like he and P. Diddy did some stuff, and then he became a religious man. I think
a man of the cloth. But, Mike, you did a lot of that singing in my closet.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right. We put the microphone in there, and, well, people don't want to hear about this, but we had a microphone and some foam up.
Yeah. You were surrounded by all my favorite clothes.
That's right. While I was in there, I was kind of putting some of them on, and I said, my God, this is what it's like.
Nasty.
I'm going to wear this Star Wars shirt.
Came out looking like me.
Yeah.
Take that shit off.
Take that shit off. You look ridiculous.
Wait, what's Jeff's famed Star Wars? I can picture Jeff's X-Men shirt. I can picture Mitch's Empire Strikes Back shirt. That's for sure.
The gray one?
Jeff's is probably the... His is probably... Yeah, Mitch's is the gray one. Jeff's is probably the yellow... not Return of the Jedi. What is it, Jeff?
I got a yellow Empire shirt. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Empire.
Don't you have a Greedo shot first shirt, too?
Yeah. I have a Han shot second. Well,
hey, it's not just me. Mitch also has probably 10 Star Wars shirts, the franchise that he doesn't like, basically.
Sounds like he likes them quite a bit. You know what your winningest shirt to me, Jeff, is your tie-dyed Modelo shirt.
Oh yeah, that's a banger of a shirt. I take good care of that shirt.
Hey, listen to this. Modelo, this past month, or like whatever the rankings are, is the number one selling beer right now in the U.S.
I heard.
It beat Bud Light. That's crazy.
It beat Bud Light. Because Bud Light, you know, they put a rainbow on the can and they had a trans person in an ad and like everyone lost their shit and boycotted. And then I think Bud Light like went the other way too and like said, no, then we won't do that. And then like, then they lost...
Other people.
Yeah, that's like the Bud Light and Target and companies like that that have then backpedaled. It's a mess. It's a messy month, folks.
It's mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not for Modelo. Not for Modelo.
We don't want to get political.
That was an on-mic burp.
Yep.
You don't get a lot of those. Folks, you don't hear a smartless doing that, do you?
No. Mm-hmm. No, you don't hear the office ladies burping on the mic.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's well said and well trotted territory, but that somebody sees a rainbow on their Bud Light can and is like, I can't drink this anymore is amazing to me. The brand loyalty and like how steadfast you are in your ways that you can't be like, yeah, whatever.
Well, they literally think that means Bud wants to, like, molest children and, right. like, indoctrinate children into being gay or trans or whatever.
They've been tricked by devious spin doctors. I also love this funny thing about, like, being anti-woke and the way they use the word. Like, woke is sort of a clever term when it first came up. It's like, get woke. So it started as, like, an underground thing. Like, you're one of the people who is woke. So it's so funny that then it kind of becomes the mainstream. So then there's people that are – you hear the word only now from people who are anti-woke now for years.
Yeah.
It's so funny how that shit will happen where it's like – here's one that drove me fucking crazy. I saw a tweet a while ago where someone was, like, anti-cancel culture and it was saying, like – no human being should be canceled. And it was talking about how harsh that is. And it was like, yeah, the first person that said cancel, like that someone was being funny.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You know, like 10 years ago, we started having people like lose their careers because of being bad people. And mm-hmm. probably Paul F. Tompkins or some funny person was like, that guy's canceled, as if it's a TV show and it's canceled. And then we were all being funny, like, seriously cancel people, but like the word was a funny word. So then it's so funny to be like a decade later and people be like, you shouldn't cancel a human. And you're like, I know it's not, they didn't get canceled. We're being smart, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Maybe this pod is where we talk about cancel culture and woke stuff. What do you think of that?
I kind of like it. Hanford seems not to have much to say about it.
Hanford has frozen in a Zoom screen with a devious little grin. He looks like a little stinker.
Okay, hold on. Let's text
get him back. And we're back.
You were saying. Back.
But yeah, it is funny that like woke is kind of like the word emo.
Uh-huh. Right. No one self-applies.
It's like nobody self-applies, or it is sort of like embraced retroactively.
Yeah.
Knowing well, it's a prickly term.
It feels like a term when like a conservative politician says it and he's like, well, you know, the woke crowd, it sounds like a parent saying a slang word you used to use like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the old Taco Bell CEO saying they're on cleek.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's the best.
Taco Bell is now going to be completely on cleek. Perfect. Perfect. The best.
Isn't that like, what is that? That account brand saying bay or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yucca.
All these corporate accounts. Well, now it's like so normal for the Wendy's girl on Twitter to be like, wreck me, daddy. You know, it's like normal brand behavior now.
How about recommend me a size for a Frosty? How big are they?
We recommend large.
Cool lingo. The one that grossed me out the most is there's one on Instagram that's like, it's not booking.com, but let's say it's booking.com. And it looks like a notes app post. Nonsense. That's an eye-catching thing to do, but for no reason. It's just a notes app post and it says overheard at brunch. Oh, I spent this much on my flight. Well, you could have saved this much if you used booking.com. And it was like, they're trying to appeal to millennials. So they said overheard at brunch. And then it's like one millennial being a dick to another millennial, like people at brunch talking about their flights and it's all written in notes. But it was like, you guys are just mashing together as much as you can.
I love when I see an ad, I can't think of a good one at the moment, but like when I see an ad, like a billboard ad that you just like don't understand. They try to do such a move and you're like, I don't know what the product is or what your take on it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assume you like it.
You blew it.
Because I want to get out there. I want to buy.
Yeah. I mean, we have the gonorrhea alert billboards out here. Those are kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sunset Junction always has like an STI billboard.
Did I just see one someone posted with like, it was like an iceberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
And it's like, it says in big like emergency letters, gonorrhea alert. And it's like, it circles the tip of the iceberg. It looks like a political cartoon where you're like, what am I supposed to glean from this billboard?
Like the ship is hitting the top of the iceberg, but there's much more underneath.
But there's much more, don't you know?
Yeah, stay out of the water, I guess.
All right. Is that it for shit chat?
It should be.
Do you feel caught up with your boys?
Yes,
but that leads me to want to talk about something called bip-a-bip.
Ooh.
A bip-a-bop. Bip-a-bop-a-bop. It's Booze News. Hit it.
Digital techno. Digital techno. Digital techno. Zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Digital techno.
Sounds like Muppets. Digital Techno was sent to us by Paul Burgess. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Especially that last one where the unison is bad.
Yeah. And then he put all of us together. And the way how software is saying it, dude, is like, digital techno.
that nice country music, like bluegrass music in the back.
We had solicited that. We said, it would be great if we had a song that was called Digital Techno, but it was analog acoustic instruments.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Paul Burgess is on fucking fire this summer. The summer is heating up with Burgess.
Oh, wait. Does he have other ones?
He did the string rendition of Gardens of Gomorrah. It made me cry. Same thing, too. His melodies are most beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. He must be doing this. He must be tracking this live.
Yeah, he must be tracking.
Burgess, you're a pro.
He's a pro.
Burgess, you're a natural.
You're a stringed pro, my man.
Here's how much I like Paul Burgess. I used to call him Paul Burgess, and then I asked him, is that a hard G? And he said yes. Now I call him Paul Burgess.
J and G. Okay.
G, J. I didn't know if it was J, G, or J.
Burgess? Burgess?
Well, I know one hard G he is. He's great. He's great at making those things.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Thanks, PG.
Thanks, PG.
And that theme really gets me excited to hear about the latest happenings in the world of booze.
Well, Jeff.
Yeah.
Wait, we just called him PG, but it's
yeah, he's great.
PB.
PB. Yeah, but that's confusing with peanut butter.
Yep, yep. Well, he is silky smooth, but he's a little nuts.
He's nuts for duds, I'll tell you that much. Can I get to the booze news?
Please.
As everybody knows, there's as summer has sprung and summer is hot, mm-hmm, and there's the Sloppy Boys tracks are rolling out. Dutch tracks are rolling out. Temperature is heated up. It's hot right now. Mike's grumpy because his AC is off while we're podcasting.
I'm trying to hold it together. And I don't even think you can hear the AC when I do it. I don't know.
No, you so very can. Tim, continue.
The listener can't.
It's because I have to take it out.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's a lot of work on your end.
You're able to... Do you go frame by frame?
No.
Do you re-record? You redub Hanford?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
That reminded me of a funny thing that I'll tell you guys off pod.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'll tell it on pod. And I bleep all the names.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'll bleep every noun.
Every proper noun. Mike, I recently met and we were talking about you and he said how funny you were. And then we were talking about how distinct your comedic voice was. And then we were talking about, he was talking about how you guys wrote for together. And then he said that there was a sketch where like was reading one of your sketches and was like kind of had to almost do a Hanford impression because it was like a Hanfordy character. And then I think said that after the fact that you liked the sketch and you wanted to take it back.
It got such a big laugh. I was like, I could do this.
It's true. I mean, I've done that. I've certainly done that.
I was like, I should save this for the Mike Hanford show if that ever gets made.
I did that with
Keeping the Beat?
The Birthday Boys golf sketch. No.
No. Golf sketch? Helpful Tips.
Helpful Tips. I wrote that for Reggie Watts on Comedy Bang Bang, and I said, that's going in the back pocket for Timmy.
I see.
That's a good one.
Okay, let's get back on track. I was talking about all that summery stuff because I was saying the most important thing to do on a Sloppy Boy summer is to track the drink of the summer. And there's one that has been rumored and it's been brewing. You know, we've already been diving into a couple, the Picklettini and the... What did we do before that? Was some
couple contenders.
Contenders.
I mean, the Lavender Haze, that's got to be...
Lavender Haze, sure.
Part of the discussion.
Ooh, that was good. Ooh, that was good.
Listen to these headlines, folks, from Better Homes and Gardens. The Hugo Spritz is poised to become the drink of the summer. Here's why. Delish.com. Move over, Aperol. There's a new spritz in town. The Hugo Spritz is the drink of 2023.
Okay.
Yahoo News. TikTok is saying the Hugo Spritz will be the cocktail of summer 2023. So T-Man looked into it. I've not seen this on any menus. I have not heard or had, but it's basically an Aperol Spritz. You know, this whole conversation of drink of the summer is because of Aperol Spritzes in like 2017. Uh-huh. And I think the media loves to like be like, what'll be the, and hey, we're not guaranteed to get one every year.
I was just going to say there, like, this was never a thing before. like the internet. No,
so a lot of these predictions are just full of shit because it's like some writer who's probably using AI anyway is just assigned to do a drink of the summer thing. And they're like writing it in February and they're like, whatever. But
it's just people trying to come up with content and fill time. Tim, go ahead. Take your time.
I'm not content until I make content.
And you don't, hold on. You don't know it was done by AI. That's a whole, we're getting a little grim here.
I said that though because there was recently an article about the Birthday Boys, our sketch group, and we were passing around. It was very nice. Somebody wrote that we were like the best sketch TV show of the 2010s.
Oh, yeah, for MovieWeb.
And then I was like, oh, this writer likes us. That's nice. And I clicked on the lady that wrote the article, and she had published like 400 articles this year. So I'm like, there's definitely an assist coming from AI. there's also people have sent me, I don't know if you guys have this too, but there's a very funny article about me on one of those generic like celebrities.com websites that's like, Tim Kalpakis is an American comedy writer. When he's not working on comedy Bang Bang and Digman, he enjoys spending time with his family. He's 5'7".
Yeah. Those are those websites that are like estimated net worth, $5.5 million.
Well, this was my Sophie's choice was it said that I'm worth $17 million, but it said that I'm 5'7". So I don't know. I want to come out and clarify that I'm 6 feet tall, but I don't want to show my actual net worth. I want to leave that at $17 million.
I'd say let it ride.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather be rich than tall, right?
Yeah.
Some people who are tall are rich. LeBron.
Donald Trump.
And if you're really rich, you can buy yourself some height, you know?
Yeah. Big shoe.
Big shoe.
Can I please, for once, tell you guys what the Hugo Spritz is?
I know. I'm dying to know.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's from Hugo Weaving, villain in the Matrix films.
I want to bring your little neck.
Is it not?
No.
It's the only Hugo I know.
It's from like the Hugo Hotel in Italy. It's basically... It's an Aperol, you know, there's all different spritzes now these days, it's like an Aperol spritz, but instead of Aperol St. Germain, elderflower liqueur, which we have because we did a drink with it. And it's less bitter than because a lot of spritzes have bitters
Campari
in them. So this one is Aperol. Supposed to be a little more sweet and bright. But other than that, it's the Prosecco and the fucking club soda.
Okay. So you're gonna have a little bubble in there.
A little bubble will do you right this summer. It's the Hugo Spritz.
Is that what spritz means? Bubbly.
Hey, with an Aperol spritz, is there lemon in there or nah?
Nah, orange slice.
All right, right. Because I my thing now is more spaghetti over Aperol spritz.
I agree.
And you're gonna put a lemon in that. Let's put some lemon juice in there.
And it's boozier.
Have we done Aperol Spritz on this show?
Yes. Aperol Shits, yeah.
Yes, right. Aperol Shits. Yeah, right. We had a little Thrilla and what's his cohort?
Dr. Benedicto.
Dr. Benedicto
had a Aperol Spritz. They had a song.
Thank God we haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah.
Well, they suck.
Or anyone like them.
Yeah, I think from what I heard through the grapevine is... putting those songs is together for them is difficult. they take a little more time than they're willing to give up.
Sure.
But well, who knows? Folks, that's what you just hear.
Go back and listen to the Aperol Spritz episode if you want to hear their handiwork.
It takes more time than coming up with like a quiz if they were to do that sort. Or
if they were to come up with
Do that.
Yes. if they were to do that. Okay, that's great, Tim. I'm glad... You had that news for us. Maybe we'll do it next week or in the weeks to follow.
That would be rather interesting to me.
I do like doing this, keeping going with these summery drinks in the summertime. I have a bit of booze news here. This is more of this actually should be a Mike eats his way through New York, Tim edition, Mike edition.
But so it's Calpy K makes his way through the Midwest today.
Yeah,
featuring Mike Hanford.
Featuring Mike Hanford in New York. But I didn't. But anyway. I was at the restaurant Olmsted. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Well, we've talked about Frederick.
That's right. But it's a fancy restaurant. It's by a guy who has a couple fancy restaurants. And I was walking by a couple Sundays ago, that this past Sunday, and it's like 5 in the afternoon, 6 o'clock maybe, let's say 7 because the sun started going down. And I see there's a little opening at the bar. I said, I'll try a little martini here, see what they got. So I slid in. The guy, the bartender, I believe his name was Jack, English fellow, very nice guy. I said, you know what? Make me, what's a good drink? I've been drinking whiskey lately. What's not a whiskey drink? Just make me, like, what's something exciting?
Dealer's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he goes gin. I bet he goes gin.
Tim, you are right. He went gin, and he made something called a ramp. Now, you know ramps, the like...
The vegetable?
The root
vegetable?
Yeah, they're like garlic.
Yeah, it's like an onion. Like, yeah, onion. It's a little stronger onion flavor.
They're wild.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny bulb, but it's on the end of these... I think actually in like Mario Brothers 2, they could be throwing ramps around.
Oh my God.
Who knows? So he made it up for me, and it was basically he described it as a Gibson, so it's gin, dry vermouth, and ramp brine.
Ramp brine.
Yeah.
Right, because a Gibson would have the little pearl onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And so he makes it up for me. It's very cold. I'm excited about it. Skewered into it are two ramps like you would olives. And I said, oh, those aren't too appetizing looking. All right. So I take a sip and I said to myself, I do not like this drink. I do not like it. Mm. And he leaves. I'm sipping a little more, kind of seeing if I warm up to it. He walks back and he goes, how do you like the drink? And I said, Jack, I don't.
Whoa!
I said, I'm sorry to say. And I feel like you can do that at like a cocktail bar where they're like doing, like they're trying to do good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he took a big swing. You said, give me anything on earth that's not whiskey. And he gave you an onion drink. Does it seem like a drink I would have loved? Was it stanky?
It was stanky, but I just, the gin and it was too much onion. Like an onion drink wasn't for me.
Hmm.
And he said, oh, I can make you something else. I said, no, I ordered this. I'll drink it. I'm drinking it some more. He comes back. He's like, let me just make you something else. Cause he could see I wasn't like downing this thing. So I said, you know what? Just make me a gin, dirty gin martini. He did. And it was excellent.
Great.
Go. So I think the lesson here for me anyway was
stick to what you know. Be afraid.
It was when you go to a nice place and you're spending, you know, this is probably like an $18, $20 drink. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to be like, this isn't exactly what I want. If it's a cheap bar, I'm like, whatever. They put way too much, you know, something in this drink.
I think that also you were having a conversation with the guy and you're having a shared experience and he wants you to be happy. If you were just like barking out your order at a busy bar and then sent it back, that's different. But
yeah, he wants. And it's another thing when you have a weird thing and then you don't end up liking it.
Right.
You're like,
right,
make me this and put this in it. And then you're like, I don't like it. Well, like, well, don't fucking waste my time.
Place was really, he was really busy. He was fine.
You're like, had too much whiskey.
He's trying to give you a fun taste. And it's good to give your honest feedback and be like, hey, man, not for me. That's cool. It's,
hey,
like,
this
it's
drink
cool
sucks
to have
shit
preferences.
And you're an asshole.
You know, it really did take some like, some like building it up for when he came back to be like, hi, I actually don't like this. I'm okay to say that.
And that's okay.
It's time I say I don't like this. So then he brought me the martini. I drank half of that. And I was like, I don't like this one either. Make me a whiskey sour. And I drank half of that. I was like, I don't like this either. Can you believe it?
I don't like the final sip of any drink.
Yeah.
Remember on this very pod recently, we were talking about what's in a skinny margarita. And I said, I think that they have soda. And Jeff, you're like, no, it's just that it's light on the sugar. And it was a vicious argument. I recently went to Casita del Campo, ordered a skinny marg. It was just tequila and lime juice. I love that restaurant. Fun place to go to. But this was undrinkably sour. And I didn't have the nerve to send it back. I just choked down. You know what's weird? You're drinking lime juice. It's so sour in your mouth and it gets to your stomach and you're like, oh, it's still sour down there. I just don't feel it anymore because it's within the stomach. There's no nerve endings inside your stomach, you see.
We don't have taste buds down there.
Yeah.
God, imagine if we had taste buds at the very end of the trail.
At the end of the trail.
At the very end of the trail.
Yow!
Yowch! Well, no, thank you.
I'd be a water diet only, please.
You can't turn off taste buds, huh? You have something in your mouth, you're going to taste it. You can't just not.
That's right.
It's not like eyelids that you close up your sight sense.
That's true. Hey, did you ever do that flavor tripping thing? Mike, you and I did it once.
What was that again?
There's a berry in nature. And then you can buy pills that have this berry in it. And it changes your taste buds. You've probably heard of this. So it's people have these parties and it's like you eat these berries or these pills and then you try different foods and they just taste different. Like a lemon will taste really sweet. Like you can just eat a lemon or cheese will taste really different.
Oh, that's interesting.
It just remaps like the coordinates of your tongue. So you kind of experience new tastes.
That's weird.
I like that. Sounds like an episode of the Sloppy Boys Blowout on Patreon.
Sure does.
Ooh, interesting. A cheese that tastes like lemon? Folks, do you want to listen to us talk about that?
That will be good, but we can't eat on the mic. Oh
no, we'll eat on the mic.
No, they hate it.
Really?
Yes. All right, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Well, today we are talking about a drink. very summery sounding, very summery flavored. Mm. It's a drink called the Rum Runner. I like that name. What do you think?
The name? It's fine.
Have you had or heard?
I've heard. Mm. I've heard of it for a long time.
a long time.
The Rum Runner.
Tonga Hut.
I haven't thought of that.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I might have actually had one. I might have actually had one at the Tonga Hut.
Nice. It's tiki.
I share the sentiment where I've never had, but I've not just heard. I feel like when I was a kid, you're like, oh, I'll be drinking Bahama Mamas and Rum Runners all the time. And Runners, I feel like I don't actually see it on a lot of menus, but it feels like this classic, like.
Yeah, I like bet it had Jimmy a moment Buffett. in like 92 or something.
Yeah.
But I love the name. It's a very appealing name. And when I look at pictures of the drink, I'm like, why haven't I had that? I'm disappointed in adulthood that it hasn't delivered these to me.
Ooh, well, today's your lucky day. Here today, we're doing the Rum Runner. Let me tell you a little about the history. So this, in the 50s, there was a tiki bar called the Holiday Isle Tiki Bar in, let me see if I can pronounce this, Jeff, edit this. Isla Marota in the Florida Keys.
Oh,
Isla?
Isla.
Isla Marota. Okay, that makes more sense. and God damn, I lost all my fucking
tabs.
Where I was with this. Oh. No, I did. Yeah, and I just opened it up and now I can't find the fucking guy's name. Hold on. Okay, John Elber. He was the bartender at this Holiday Isle Tiki Bar. And what happened was he had way too much rum for some reason. And he had to like use all his rum before the next inventory came in.
Tale as old as time.
Just so he didn't, which is also like, why can't you just have a lot of rum? Anyway, so he made this drink that is like two types of rum. And he whipped it up and called it the Rum Runner, named after the Prohibition era of people in boats. Rum running from the Caribbean.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I always think of like bootleggers as like guys in cars and like loading them in the trunks. And
Yeah. And when you say rum runner, I picture like pirate era.
Yeah.
More so than like prohibitions.
Guys, rum runners, rum smugglers. This is the Sloppy Boys movie. We're on like speedboats and jet skis and we're the rum runners.
Right. Damn. On the way to steal the recipe from the Carthusian monks for chartreuse.
Yes. Yes.
The ultimate rum run is to get chartreuse from...
Now, yes.
France!
France, you see? From that spot. So this always conjures up the... Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Let me tell you what the recipe is here.
Please.
And the recipe varies. It's one of these drinks where it's like, you can make it this way or many different variations on it. So this is the one we're taking from liquor.com. 1 ounce light rum.
Great.
1 ounce Navy strength rum.
Oh boy.
Which other recipes just say dark rum. 1 ounce banana liqueur, which I've never had before. 1/2 ounce blackberry liqueur, such as your creme de menthe or your creme de cassis. Mm. Or your, what's the one you like, Jeff?
Chambord.
Chambord.
But Creme d'Amour, it was the Bramble Ramble one. That's fun.
That's right. 2 ounces Joie de Pinaple. Pineapple. That's 2 ounces of that. 1 ounce Joie de Lime, freshly squeezed.
Lime, go ahead.
1/2 ounce grenadine, garnished with a brandied cherry, skewered into a pineapple wedge.
Wow.
If you like, I only have the chair. I didn't get a pint.
So this is going to be a big, fun summer drink. We're going to look cool.
Put it in a, hurricane glass if you get it.
Oh, yeah.
So the steps are add the light rum, navy strength rum, banana liqueur, blackberry liqueur, pineapple juice, lime juice, and grenadine into a shaker with ice and shake until well chilled. Couldn't they have just said all the liquids?
Yeah.
Strain into a hurricane glass filled with crushed ice. That's interesting. Garnish with a skewered brandy cherry and pineapple wedge. Now, this sounds great. I can't wait to drink this. This the pictures of it, yes, Tim, they do look divine. Mm-hmm. This term rum runner, and maybe this is because there was a movie called The Rum Diaries, which is about Hunter S. Thompson, or was it by Hunter S. Thompson? It reminds me of like a guy like Hunter S. Thompson in the 60s, like scooting around in a speedboat running rum somewhere.
This is going to be me on my sailboat in July.
Running rum somewhere.
But yeah, it's like that type of guy. Like a guy like, I got to get out of here. Get the barrels. Or like, throw them out. As he's leaving the dock, you throw them to him. Get me out of here.
Yeah, that's fun. I wish I had a whole barrel. That would be a good way to spend a summer. You get a barrel of rum at the beginning. It's got 4 X's on it, you know, and you're like, I'm going to drink this over the course of the summer. And then Labor Day comes, bone dry.
And you're like, hey, maybe I'll make some friends along the way to help me drink it.
Yeah. Want to come over to my house? I have 1/2 a barrel of rum left.
Help me work on this barrel. Dunk, dunk.
Labor Day comes, you right as you get your last scuff on your white shoes, you look at that big barrel, empty. Yeah.
Let's go to the barbecue.
To throw the barrel and these shoes into the ocean.
Now, I have overproof rum that's like 120-something proof that looks very much like something a Navy guy would drink, but it's still white rum and it's not dark rum. Should I be
It's used? The one I have. It's Ray and Nephew, right?
Like with a Ray with a W?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that stuff.
Yeah, that's...
I think it's up to you because like I said, some of the other recipes were like dark rum. Some were just like orange juice, rum, and lime juice.
Rum
some
runner like recipes are all over. This is like very much an unofficial drink. And, not on the IBA, by the way.
But I looked up Navy strength rum, and that is like a certain distinction that's like higher proof. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that we have, the Ray and Nephew, is even higher proof than that.
Jeez.
Normally, I would go with that, but I prefer the taste of dark. So if Mike's saying I can go Myers... I think I might just do that.
I did see Myers specifically in one of the recipes somewhere.
And the main one we're going from is liquor.com, right? And it just said Navy strength. Okay. Well, I'm going to make a game time decision. And we could talk about banana liqueurs, but maybe we do that while we're sipping, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that after the break?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
We're back. What a fiasco.
Yeah, J-Man, you took a long time. What was going on?
I had to juice lines.
You have a dark black iced coffee looking drink.
Yeah,
I got a dark looking thing too.
They're all sort of brown.
Did you guys use Rose's grenadine or did you use like fancy grenadine?
Rose's.
I used Luxardo Goo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why Jeff's is dark. I finished off my roses and I was like, that's something you never see. Finishing the end of the roses, grenadine. God damn.
Can I tell you what I did for my rum?
Yes.
Okay. Of course I used an ounce of Bacardi White. That much is certain.
Well, it's your favorite liquor brand logo, as we learned on the Patreon last week.
The bat. But for my second rum, I was looking at my Myers, right? And then my eyes would creep over to the Ray and Nephew and then back to the Myers. And I said, you know what? Half an ounce in each.
Smart.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, when you're going tiki, just mix up the rums, bunch of rums. Who gives a
three
fuck?
Three rums, best of both worlds.
I had that Smith and Cross, which is a Navy strength I just read.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, fuck. You know what? I forgot to crush the ice. I just put ice cubes.
Yeah.
It's Michael.
I know.
I have a bag of crushed ice in my fridge. What a luxury.
It is luxurious.
Well, do we sip?
Let's sip.
Yes.
Sips.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's got all the makings of a sweet boy, sloppy boys winner.
But it's got that tiki thing. Multiple rums, always multiple rums, mm-hmm. rums and lime makes you feel like you're at a tiki bar. It's like
right.
That's that yeah. taste.
You know what's isn't there a lot of like nutmeg a lot of the times in
yeah
in
yeah.
tiki drinks?
Don the Beachcomber and stuff.
I always feel like that's the thing I'm like tasting, but we obviously don't have it in here, and I feel like I'm tasting that here. So I think it's just mixing rums gives you that
dark
taste
rums especially.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But why is it any two rums on earth gives you this taste?
I mean, this tastes like tiki palate isn't so tuned like you guys, but this just tastes like every other tiki drink I get.
Look, I'm a tiki freaky, and I agree. Half the time I'm sipping it and just being like, yep, that's tiki.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, this is good.
Mm-hmm. One time I was sitting at the Tiki Tea next to some guy who's like maybe like 10, 15 years older than me and was like, really talking a lot. Like, I used to come here back in college. Love this place. But I haven't been here in a long time, but I love this place. I love all these drinks. Oh, this is so good. And then he was making such a big show. Some like newbie was like, "Hey, what do you? What should I get? What would you recommend?" And he goes, "It's all just rum and fruit punch."
I know, that's why some of these recipes were just like a rum and some juices, and yeah, you're fine.
You start with a rum and lime, and then you do one thing weird.
Yep.
I gotta say, I took a sip of that banana liqueur.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say liquor, but then I switched the last leg and say liqueur. That's good. I wish
Mike,
I
brand? Think,
I should put more.
What'd you go for?
Allen's.
Huh?
You know, Allen's? Because I usually get, what is it? I usually get Lloyd's, I think it's called, or Lloyd.
You got all sorts of weird brands out there. All we had is, we got the Giffords, the creme de banana.
Well, ooh.
And then,
there's fancy ones. I'm looking at, I Googled, like, Fugit, wait, is did the recipe said Giffard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Jeff, what are we drinking? Hiram Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember 99 bananas from high school.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a liqueur. I thought that was like a banana flavored.
Right, because it's 99 proof, vodka. Right?
Is it? Wow. Why would you have a high proof thing that tastes like bananas? That's so nasty.
Oh, it is. I remember in high school, I remember drinking this straight from the bottle to the point where it started to taste good and it didn't even burn anymore.
To Yikes. The dome?
To the dome.
This guy's going dome.
But I've had some really good banana cocktails recently. You know, Pinky's has a banana old fashioned in Los Feliz, and that's good in it.
Oh, yeah. Over, I feel like I have that.
Low Boy in Echo Park. I forget what it was called, but I ordered this. I wish there were more drinks like this where it was like a banana drink and I thought I was going to get some big milkshakey thing, but it was like a stiff little Manhattan, like a dark brown drink in a cocktail glass, really stiff and not sweet at all, but made with some fancy French banana liqueur, and I loved it.
I'm very curious what this banana liqueur has in store for my mixing and matching in the future.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Our Hiram Walker tastes like, I mean, all that Hiram Walker is basically some sort of alcohol with sweetener and artificial flavoring in it, right? That can't be that can't actually be derived
from
any fruit.
They're not mashing up Nainers.
Squeezed bananas.
Mike, I would say use that like triple sec or, you know, any sour, right? You do 2 ounces of any liquor, 1 ounce of any citrus, and 1 ounce of this and something sweet. If your sweet thing is banana liqueur, that'll be fun for you.
Oh, that'll be very fun for me.
Yeah.
You just might get up to some
weird mixes. I feel like I'm a monkey.
I feel like this is a good Donkey Kong drink.
Stop!
Oh, yeah.
The barrel is the rum. The banana is the banana, obviously.
Is that what that video game was all about? Him making
rum
runners for... He was trying to serve them to Mario?
Yep.
Oh, Mario!
And Luigi, unseen.
Luigi
was always just off screen in that game,
saying, "Go get one of those drinks for me too, brother."
Hey, was I yapping my trap about this on pod or off? Where I haven't read and I refuse to Google, but I've heard this thing about banana flavor. Have we talked about this?
Yeah, but go on. That it's fake.
Well,
that it's based on an extinct banana.
Yeah, this flavor we're getting from this banana liqueur, or if you eat runts and you pick out the big yellow banana, you bite it, you're like, that doesn't taste like the bananas that we eat. And I always assumed it was just bad flavoring, but no, people say that when flavorists in the 1950s, the original era of when they were coming up with like Red 40 and all those,
our forefathers,
the banana flavor they came up with was based on a previous species of banana that no longer exists. And that bananas used to taste like this liqueur, and they don't anymore, but we still use the liqueur.
Interesting.
One of these days I'm going to Google it.
It's the flavor that kind of, you know, the Runtz candy?
That's what he said.
Oh, I was looking up Grimace.
You were looking up Grimace?
Yeah, because you know how like the Toad is 32. We were talking about Mario at one point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Toad is 32. You know, Grimace just had a birthday that was like a big internet-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was 32, but I just looked it up. Grimace is 52. He's 52. And I didn't know Grimace is a taste bud.
That's what Grimace is?
That's his species?
I think so.
That's fucking awesome.
Let me just check this. Let me double cross this. What is... Oh, the Grimace Shake is probably the thing they're doing. What is Grimace?
What is Grimace?
What is Grimace?
He used to be a monster. They used to treat him like a monster, and then he turned good.
Mm-hmm. A manager of McDonald's Canada revealed the answer to the Golden Arches biggest mystery, telling CBC News that Grimace is an enormous taste bud, but a taste bud nonetheless. What the fuck does that mean?
Say no more.
He's an enormous taste bud, but a taste bud nonetheless. Okay.
That's so funny, nonetheless.
He's a fucking taste bud? He's purple? I bet they tried pink and they were like, this guy looks weird. 52. So says the net.
Reminds me of a certain number of cards. A certain one.
A certain one of those. Ooh, this drink is good.
This drink is fucking great.
What does it apply to?
A bunch of juices and a bunch of rums. You're going to have fun. You guys, listen to this. I just got a text live on the pod, and can help me respond to this. Remember how I have a bit of a reputation as being a very good Airbnb guest. I've talked about my, I think I bragged on Instagram about
Mike.
My praises have been sung.
Mike, this all is over like, this is an unreliable narrator situation we're getting.
Yeah, I think so.
You find it like, well, Tim was insane while he was saying this. So he's a bit of a Holden Caulfield at the moment.
I was just going to say Holden Caulfield Jr. Go ahead.
All the way up and down upstate New York, I've stayed at all the Airbnbs, ransacked them all, but I had all kinds of good reviews. But remember on this very pod, I told you guys about my run-in with Liz.
Yes.
An Airbnb host.
Over a dishwasher, among other things.
She didn't like the way
she thought I broke the dishwasher, and I was like, Liz, explain to me what you think I did. Like, do you think I broke? Why would someone break a dishwasher? And she's like, I don't know. It looks all bent up. I'm like, I put dishes in it. You're like, I don't.
Did she have a problem too with you moving chairs from room to room?
She was mad that a chair from the vinyl room had been moved into the TV room. She was mad. And then she had a legit, there was like one or two legit things. Like she said I put too much stuff in the washer and it shorted out. But shorted out, you go in the other room, you flip the switch. I don't know. I talked her down from $350 to $75. I told her, Liz.
Big talk down.
I said, you have a beautiful home. I'd like to stay there again. So she was like, okay. Ooh, Mr. Galagas. Yes. anyway, I've got a little of a conundrum right now for my Airbnb etiquette. I'm going on a trip to I'm going back home. And I'm going to stay on a sailboat docked in a marina.
That's cool.
I'm not allowed to take it out, nor do I remember how. I got my certification 3 years ago and forgot.
Tim is like riding a bike. Just start that engine. It'll all come flowing back to you.
The wind is the engine, my boy.
It's a sailboat, Jeff. The whole reason it's hard is that there's no engine. If there was an engine, I'd be fucking joyriding. I'm doing a pontoon boat later this summer in Idaho, though. But back to what I was saying.
Nice.
So I'm staying at the sailboat, and I put it down as one guest because I was like, for this weekend, it's just going to be me staying there. But then I was like, you know, there's a second in the cabin. There is two rooms, so I could have family join. You know, my brother and sister live around there. My parents are around. I might have people stay with me. Sure. But
and you make friends so fast,
right? But the guy, this sounds like a long setup to a parody song. It's not. This is me talking about
this is real. This is a real text.
I just got you know how you request on Airbnb and then you have to be approved by the host. I put it in as one guest and then the guy wrote back and said, hey, Tim, how many guests are going to be staying there? And now I'm like, ooh, do I
build one in?
I just want to, but he's going to charge me more. It's $100 per guest. So I'm like, let's say I'm just being nice and my parents stay there one night. I'm not going to tell this guy about it, right? I should just say one guest. Mm-hmm. And do you think this guy's going to be watching me like a hawk and he's going to say, Donna and David Kalpakis arrived and then didn't leave till the next morning? You know?
Well, here's what you
I want to keep my rating back high. I want to be an upstanding citizen. As a
yeah. Thing. You say, answer me this. Are you going to be in a vessel right in the next slip? He'll know what you're talking about. No, I think what you do, I don't know what you do, but Airbnb is like cracking down on stuff. I think they're even putting like decimal detectors in houses.
Decimal detectors?
What's that?
If you bring in
if it's like a party.
Oh, decibel.
Oh, holy
shit.
What did
I say, decimal? Yeah, decibel. Sorry, I've had a little too many sips of my banana drink.
I also, to clarify, I've had too many sips of my banana drink too. I really am intending probably to have my family stay there. Like, I already told my family, like, hey guys, I'm getting this boat and it has a spare bedroom. So you know, it's open to you guys to stay. But now I'm just thinking, is this fucker going to be watching me? He did.
Well, you could say this. You could say, I do have family in town and there was an option for one or two of them to stay over. Is that allowed? Or will that be an extra charge? Let me know. Cause if so, I will not have them on.
Right. Right. Hmm. But doesn't that sound conspicuous? Now he's going to make sure he watches me like a hawk.
Perhaps, but you may just get the exact answer you want.
Here's what I'm thinking of saying. I'm going to respond and just say, blow it out your ass.
There nice. You go. Tim, nice. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission. The court of public opinion is behind you. Nobody likes Airbnb anymore. It's on its way out.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, true. We're all verboing.
Everybody's verboing.
Do the verbo.
Everybody verbo this summer. Yeah.
Okay, it's decided. I'm going to say one guest. I'm going to torch the boat, sink it, and then I'm going to do verbo in the fall.
Man, have you ever slept on a boat?
No, I'm excited
it's
to.
Wonderful. My parents have a boat docked somewhere, and sometimes I'll when I visit them, we just kind of hang out at the dock on the boat, and I'll go into a little cubby hole and sleep on it.
Oh yeah,
it's nice. Sometimes we'll go out into like the middle of the lake, you know, and it rocks you right to sleep.
You find it calming, not sickening.
Right. Mm. Well, it's like a lake, so it's not like tidal waves or anything.
This is like a river. It's a creek. It's Rondeau Creek, just off of the Hudson River, and I'm thinking that I sleep with white noise, and lots of times lapping water is what I sleep with. So I'm hoping that it'll be as if I've shrunk down and gone inside my phone where the white noise
now
is.
That'll be nice. Ooh, that'll be funny. You'll have dreams.
Do you guys do white
less
noise?
Less than an ant.
Less than.
Well, here's what I've done before. I think I've mentioned this on pod. I'll go on YouTube and find creaky ship noise. Pirate ship noise.
You get the ropes going like
rope tensing a little. Yeah. And I think I said this last time, but I think there was one where you did hear like in the other room, like accordion music and like, ha, ha, ha. I may have been just like imagining that.
YouTube has some really fun ones. I've done like visual ones, like, space bedroom, and you're like sitting in a spaceship and you're seeing stars go by, and it's
that's cool.
And there's lots of those. But what's weird is I mainly just listen to Spotify on my phone, and lots of the white noise on Spotify, the tracks are only 90 seconds long. So you get 90 seconds and then a silence and the next track.
Yeah. And that does wait, like silence sometimes does wake you up.
Wow. It does.
How freaky
so
is
I
that?
Found one. There's one called like Best White Noise Podcast. Hey, good news, guys! I didn't even message the boat guy back, and he just confirmed my reservation. So I'm not gonna his loss.
Hope he's not a listener.
Oh, everybody's a listener these days.
Now, Tim, when you you're staying up there on a creek that's an offshoot of the Hudson River, are you going to when you come down to New York just set sail down the Hudson?
I think so. I'm going to cut it loose. This guy said I can't, but what's he going to do?
Oh, man, Jeff, you are going to get a fucking trashed voicemail from a voice memo on the next booze news.
Yeah, dude.
Not even a FaceTime?
No, I'm saying for like a booze, like, hey, this is Mike and Tim. We're here in New York City. Oh, my God.
That's
we
good.
Haven't even left the apartment yet.
It's crazy in here. These New York apartments are huge, man.
We spilled everything.
It's like, did you guys leave the apartment at all the whole weekend? No, we couldn't find
didn't
the key.
Need to. We had booze and we had all the streamers we could handle, man.
We burned our butts on the radiator.
God, maybe they keep the rate. Oh, my. See, Jeff, sorry, my AC is still on. I turned it on.
Oh, damn.
You won't even notice.
Yes, I will.
Nobody, well, you might, but no one listens that close. Plus, they might like it. They might hear and go, ooh, I'm starting to feel a little chill.
Yeah, they might like it.
Yeah.
I know some people, they listen really loud because they want to catch all the jokes.
Well.
Hey.
Don't worry about the jokes.
Anybody use these? Bamboo skewers?
No, you know what I use, Jeff? One of the stirrers you took from that tiki restaurant.
Superpower. Yeah.
Superpower, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I like these little bamboo guys, and you can get them in like giant packs pretty cheap. But then I feel like sometimes I get a little bamboo splinter.
Yeah.
You ever get that? They're like little fine hairs.
Mm-hmm.
But ooh.
I don't spend too much time with those things in my mouth.
No, but just, you're eating a cherry off it, waving it around.
Those things really came into fashion in the last, 15 years.
Yeah, but you get a little splinter in your neck or even deeper down.
Oof.
Think of the damage it could cause.
Yeah, especially at the end of the trail.
Oh. It has a totally safe journey, and then right on the way out, tweak, pew,
ow, I gotta go to the doctor.
Would you change anything about the drink?
Nope.
Not a damn thing?
No, I mean, it's weird because in one sense you could change everything about the drink and be good in other ways, or change nothing. Like, this is fantastic, but I don't even... Yeah, I feel like looking around a little bit online, like, these rum runners are all over the place. It's just a bunch of rum, bunch of juice, glug, glug, get drunk.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe more banana, but I'm getting enough banana in this thing.
Yeah.
I will say that's the one thing from other tiki drinks that I've had that feels like... a little different taste is the banana.
Do you guys feel like you're getting blackberry at all?
No.
Is the drink giving blackberry? Not really.
Is it giving blackberry?
It's giving banana big time. When I think hard, I can maybe detect a little bitterness from the creme de menthe, and that's about it.
Yeah.
No. You can't even detect it.
It's only the color that's making me think of the blackberry. I kind of even forgot it was in there.
Wow. You just took a very pious sip.
Wow.
This is great. I love it.
Now, yeah. I do wish, though, that, like, the tiki drinks were a little more distinct. Because it's true. They all taste the same. They're all rum and lime and pineapple, whatever. But we have a cocktail podcast.
Yeah.
And we should be able to look back and, like, you know, we can say, oh, the Vieux Carré. Yeah, I remember that. What a drink. Yeah. Oh, the Trinidad Sour. Yeah, that was a really good one. How come with tiki drinks... there's just so many, and they are so similar. It's too bad.
I feel like tiki drinks are named first.
Yeah.
It's named first, and they're like, rums.
Yes, and a lot of times there's just an explainer where you're like, what's the painkiller? And you're like, oh, it's kind of like a pina colada. You're like, okay, I'll have that. And I feel
right.
It almost reminds me of Led Zeppelin songs, where a lot of the time you read the track list of a Led Zeppelin album, you're like, what song is that again? What song is that again? Yeah. You listen, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what
I just thought
of. You got to name the song, the chorus.
I just thought of a great drink that I'm going to make, and we'll do it on the podcast. It's this creme de cassis that's really purpley, the vodka and Mountain Dew. And it's called Grimace Piss.
There you go. That's good.
Because you're combining purple and yellow five.
Yeah.
Grimace Piss.
This is great. Let's do it on the pod.
That's Give fantastic. Me a Grimace Piss.
Drink of the summer.
Could we do a drink? It could be Grimace Piss or anything else.
It should be possessive. Like, Grimace's Piss.
Grimace's Piss. I like to think of it as like Grimace is a species out there.
Oh, it's okay. Like, it's Grimace piss. Like it's Sasquatch piss. Yeah.
Right. You know, taste bud piss. we should maybe do a drink sometime where we, excuse me, get the ingredients we think would go together and like play around with it a little bit on the podcast and be like, okay, let's all put an ounce in of whatever. Try that. And like, ooh, this is too much of this. Let's put another ounce of something else in.
Mike, live test kitchen on the pod?
That would be cool.
Oh, shit.
I like the sound of that.
Is that a blowout?
Maybe we should be Twitch streamers.
Mm.
That could be my fish oil experiment. Not fish oil. Fish. Eel sauce.
Fish oil. Ugh. Have you ever had fish oil? Like those little
No, the gel cap things.
I remember somebody suggested to me, I was like, I'll give it a try. And I bought those things and I had it for like once a day for a week. And I was like, what am I doing? This is so gross.
They smell inside the gel cap. They still manage to smell.
Fish oil.
Hmm. All right, I wouldn't change a damn thing, but I am going to maybe like top up with a little something just to get a little more life out of this drink. Mm. I got quite a bit more left.
Yeah. I didn't have a hurricane glass. I had one of these big like beer stein type things.
Yeah, but it's got a nice sexy curve to it.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Let's take a little break. And when we come back, final thoughts.
Ooh.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
And we're back! With our final thoughts on the Rum Runner.
I love it. It's a stone cold classic. It's an order again. This thing is fire.
I'm going to say it is fire, and it is a stone cold classic because we've heard about it for so long, and it's delivered.
Yeah, you know what? I'll echo your sentiments, but I don't think it's fire. I think it's slay.
Mm. Aww.
But you stand.
But I do stand.
Don't you feel like
you stand?
Stand in the place where you drink. Okay, but seriously, folks, we good. Put up rules and walls around what is tiki, what isn't. Is it Don the Beachcomber? Is it Trader Vic or whatever? Here's a rando drink from, what'd you say, Mike? Isla Mirada, 1950s Florida. It's just as good as anything I've had at the most elite tiki bar with $24 drinks. This is fucking great. But slopheads, the takeaway is don't even make rum runners. Just do multiple rums. Lime and anything else, and that's and how you have it, fun.
Just get your favorite flavor and find the liqueur for it, and you're all
and,
set.
And this was, you know, this is a distracting drink because you're like, oh, there's pineapple and stuff like that, but really, we're talking about banana was the active ingredient here. If we were talking like multiple rums, lime, and something, the something here was banana, not the creme de mûre,
no,
Bramble Ramble fame.
The banana was the host, and everyone else was the guest. The name of the guy was John Elder.
I like to think that Phil Hartman was the glue. Don't you think that Phil Hartman was the glue?
The glue of that era of SNL, yes.
Sure. Right.
John, I just want to say.
But Elmer is the glue.
John Elber, but yes, Elmer's is, yes, good, good, yeah. Good. Very good, very good, yes.
Oh. They really make glue from horses?
I hope so.
Yeah, and that's funny that the Elmer's glue has a cow on it. Horses,
I agree.
Say nay.
Horses say go, nay, not moo.
Hey, you're supposed to be saying nay, not moo. yes, they make it out of horses, I think. I don't know. No one's ever really gave me a straight answer on that.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough of the boys, head on over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and throw down $5. Why not? You get a whole nother show.
Throw down 10.
Yeah, or 10.
You get 3 shows.
You get 3 shows.
Throw down 100 and get 3 shows.
And get a little... Get into the sty.
Be a sty guy or gal.
Good episode, dudes. Yeah. It's a good drink. I'm going to make more of these.
Me too.
Really good.
Me too.
And folks, send us your rum runner. How do you run? How do you run rum?
Yeah, where do you run it to?
Run, Ronnie, run.
Bye, folks.